Are there better deals to be had on the automotive market in the wake of the economic downturn? And what resources are available to level the playing field for those who might be shopping for a new vehicle to give buyers the information to negotiate better with sellers? Well, with answers to those questions and many more about the world of wheels, we say hello now to Paul Timoteo. He is president of Car Cost Canada. Paul, it's been a while. Welcome back to Business at Night.
Great. Thank you very much. Great to be back.
So first of all, it has been a while, so why don't you remind our listeners what Car Cost Canada is and why they might want to take a look at your service before they go shopping for a new car?
Great. CarCostCanada.com. We've been around now for about 10 years. And what we basically do for the new car consumer is arm them with the information they need to go and negotiate an excellent price on a new vehicle, without all the typical haggling nonsense that goes along with buying a new car. And the main information we deliver is things that you can't get anywhere else. For example, dealer invoice pricing. So what that means is when you look at the window sticker of a car, or if you go to the website and you see the price that's listed there, that's all called MSRP, or manufacturer suggested retail price. And that's obviously the price that the dealer would like you to pay. But that's not the price you have to pay. When you know the dealer invoice price, which is what we also supply, you'll see a price report that we give you that looks kind of like a window sticker, but has two columns of prices. And so you'll have the MSRP or the retail price, just like you'd see at the dealership. But we give you a second column of pricing, which is called the dealer invoice or wholesale price, and that's what the dealer actually paid for the car. That way you'll know how much room you've got to negotiate when you're buying your new car.
Very useful information for shoppers, because as you mentioned, this is the kind of information you can't really find anywhere else.
That's right. We're the only company in Canada that has it available, and we have it available online 24/7, so you don't have to call in or fax us, anything like that. It's all available 24/7. And then over and above the dealer invoice price, what we also have, and where you can really save a lot of money, is basically two to three different areas where you can save money depending on the car. So one is the difference between the retail price and the wholesale price, or the MSRP and the dealer invoice price, as they're commonly known, and that's what we just talked about a second ago. And then there are two other incentive programs which can kick in to save even more money. So one is called the factory-to-consumer incentive. So those are the incentives that you see advertised in the paper, the 0% financings, free air conditioning, no payments for 3 months, all that sort of good stuff. So we list all of that information to make sure that the vehicle that you're looking at actually qualifies for certain things. Because, you know, the ads tend to be fairly general, and it always seems that when you go to the dealership, what you thought the ad meant isn't really what the ad means. So we ensure that when you pick out the right car, we're going to show you the incentives that actually apply to that particular car. And a lot of these factory-to-consumer incentives are not always advertised. Some of them are advertised, but not all. And then over and above that, what is really intriguing, where you can really save money, is we're going to tell you what the factory-to-dealer incentives. Now, the difference there is these are never advertised or very rarely advertised, and this is money that the factory offers the dealer as an extra incentive to sell particular cars at certain times of the year. And when you come to our website, you'll be able to build the car, and we'll tell you whether any of those programs actually apply to the particular car that you're looking at. And that can be a savings of an extra few $100 or an extra few $1,000s. Definitely something you don't want to miss out on, because you'll get it if you ask for it, but if you don't know to ask for it, you may or may not get it.
Right. Now, in the world of real estate, Paul, conditions swing back and forth between buyers and sellers markets. Does the same kind of thing happen in the automotive world, and is the post-recession environment better or worse for people car shopping right now?
Actually, right now is a great time for that reason. Obviously, we're coming out of recession. The manufacturers are obviously trying to move inventory. But a number of things are coming together right now, which is creating what we're also calling the perfect storm. So one is we're coming out of recession. Manufacturers are trying to crank up production. There's one. Toyota's just gone through all this nonsense over the last couple of months with all the recalls and all that sort of thing. So they've taken a hit. So they're going to try to get their sales up. Well, as they increase their incentives to make their cars more attractive, everybody else starts to follow suit. So even if you don't want to buy a Toyota, the fact that Toyota is offering better deals helps you buy your Chevy or your Honda or your Mazda at a cheaper price.
Now, Paul, something you and I have discussed in the past, and it might seem a bit counterintuitive on the surface, you would think that dealers don't like you very much because you're giving away all their secrets. But in fact, I would assume that when salespeople see a prospective buyer walk through the door and they've got a Car Cost Canada report in their hand, they know that that client is actually quite serious about buying a car.
Absolutely. People right now, because there's so much information available, they're doing a lot of shopping around. So the typical salesperson will see 10 people before they sell one. Well, so they're hoping that if you're walking in, you're that one out of 10. Well, when you walk in with a Car Cost Canada price report in your hand, that immediately identifies you as that number one. So they're going to make sure that they'll do whatever it takes to sell you a car, because they may have to wait for another 10 before they get a real shot at somebody. So the what our members keep telling us, they say, well, it's just amazing. I just kind of walked in, I showed them the report, and bang, his price just dropped just like that.
Yeah.
I said, that's exactly the magic that it creates.
Here's another question that I'll parallel with what's happening in the real estate world. People these days don't know whether they should go variable or fixed because of the interest rate question. I think a lot of those interest rate concerns are the same in the automotive world, because especially commercial rates offered through the various manufacturers and dealers can be all over the map. So is it better right now to finance, or is it better to lease, or is there really a right answer to that question?
It's really difficult to kind of give a blanket answer, whether it makes more sense to finance or to lease. I usually tell people, keep your options open, look at both opportunities, do the math, and then figure out what makes more sense to you. Because in some cases, you may look at two similar cars. In one case, the lease makes more sense. In another case, the financing makes more sense. In some cases, people, even though they're thinking of buying, they'll actually lease first and then buy it out at the end, if the rate is a little bit cheaper. Because if you're at 2.9 on a finance and 1.9 on a lease, you may actually be better off to take that lease even if you have full intentions of buying it later.
Sure.
So it just depends. You got to look at the different opportunities and see which one makes the most sense for you.
We're just about out of time, Paul, but walk us through the whole process now. If I go to carcostcanada.com, I have a specific vehicle in mind now, and I want to find out all of the inside information that you can't get anywhere else. How long is it going to take me to build my report, and how much is it going to cost me?
The total cost, I'll start with that part, is only $39.95. We're actually running a 2-for-1 special right now. So typically you get price reports on 5 different models. You're now getting 10 for the same price. So that way you can kind of come even earlier in your buying cycle, so you can look at all the different vehicles, because there might be some that maybe you thought was number 3 or number 4 or number 5 on your list. As soon as you see the deal, that may move it up to number 1. So we're giving you more choices to work with there at no extra cost. Plus, CA members get a 25% discount, so they're paying less than $30, so it's very inexpensive. And it basically takes 5 minutes to do it. You just come in, and that includes even the credit card transaction, too, which is all fully secure online. And then basically you just build and price as many vehicles as you want. It automatically saves it in your history folder. Anytime there's a price change, whether it's a different incentive or a different base price or options, we'll send you an email alert so you can kind of keep track of when's the right time to buy. And it's a great little tool to look over all that. And, of course, we also have close to 200 recommended dealers throughout the country, which have all committed to offering our members great deals. You don't have to buy from one of them, but most of our members find that it really works out well. So there's all kinds of tools and all kinds of opportunities to save money on our site. And if you don't need all the price reports, you can also share them with a friend. We've got a little feature in there that you can just transfer them over so your friend can use them as well. So that basically is it in a nutshell. If you're looking to buy a new car, carcostcanada.com is really the right place to come to first.
Absolutely. A great resource for prospective car shoppers out there. And in this day and age, of course, Paul, you need every advantage you can get. So once again, carcostcanada.com, where Paul Timoteo is the president. Paul, it's always a pleasure chatting with you. Really good advice in there and a great resource for shoppers. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Great. Thank you, Greg.
Coming up next on Business at Night, part 2 in the 3-part series featuring CFRA Markets commentator John Button in conversation with Dr. Mark Faber, author of the Gloom, Boom, and Doom Report and recent addition to the board of directors at Sprott Asset Management. This is News Talk Radio 580 CFRA.